91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny at 2. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. A 30-year-old man will appear in court today, charged in connection with a three-vehicle accident at North Front and College Street last night. The suspect faces three counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm and three counts of impaired driving. Three people were taken to the Quinty Healthcare with non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the accident. The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing for almost $500 million to help Syrians who have fled the conflict in their country. It's estimated nearly 300,000 Syrians have crossed into neighboring Jordan, Lebanon, Iraq, and Turkey since fighting began 18 months ago. Official Dermot Carty says he's most concerned about the children.
Over half of the refugee population are under 18, and a fifth are under 5, and these are always the most vulnerable.
Humanitarian groups previously estimated that there would be 100,000 refugees by the end of 2012. Canada's budget watchdog says recent cost-cutting will put the federal government in a sound financial position in the long term. Terry Pedwell has the report.
Federal Parliamentary Budget Office says overall debt of the three levels of Canadian government is similar to what's happening in some European countries, although the situation is years away from becoming critical. The head of the agency, Kevin Page, says government revenues are projected to keep dwindling, while expenses for such things as health care and public pensions keep climbing. However, most of those increased costs are falling on provinces and territories, not on the federal government. Page says Ottawa has put itself on a stable fiscal footing, with recent moves to limit health transfers to the provinces, slash direct program expenses, and increase the retirement age. Terry Pedro, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Provinces and cities are not doing so well. Laura Hare says the Alzheimer's Society of Belleville, Hastings, Quinney is in need of more government funding. With only 25% of their total budget funded by the government, the success of each fundraising event is crucial. Hare, the executive director, says more funding would definitely relieve some stress.
It would be like a relief valve on the pressure of fundraising. We wouldn't have to constantly be coming up with new methods of fundraising, and we could concentrate more on programs and services.
Last year, the Alzheimer's Society raised over $200,000 from fundraisers and donations, still managed to end up over $200,000 in debt. One of the original stars of the Pink Panthers movies has died at the age of 95. Michael Weinfield has the story.
He was the guy who Peter Sellers drove crazy in the Pink Panther movies.
Who did you assign to the case?
Clouseau.
Oh my God.
Herbert Lom played Inspector Clouseau's boss, who hated Clouseau so much he developed a nervous tic that made his eyes twitch uncontrollably.
Give me 10 men like Clouseau and I could destroy the world.
Lom appeared in more than 100 films, including Spartacus and El Cid. His son Alex said his dad never wanted to be pigeonholed as Clouseau's boss, but the Pink Panther movies were so popular, it's the role everyone remembers. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
The original Pink Panther film came out way back in 1963. That's 91X News, the 203. Here's sports. The UFC main card is final. It's set to be on November 17th in Montreal at the Bell Centre. The fight card is headlined by Canadian icon Georges St-Pierre and the natural-born killer Carlos Condit. The fight will unify the welterweight interim title. The co-main event is another welterweight battle between Johnny Hendricks and Martin Kampman. Hendricks is coming off a split-decision win against Josh Koscheck. There are several matinees around Major League Baseball today. The Brewers currently lead the Reds 1-0 in the fifth, and the Tigers are putting a hurt on the Royals. It's 4-0 in the third inning. Tigers outfielder Quinton Berry has a two-run triple early in that one. Other games on the diamond tonight. The Yankees and Orioles both won last night, which means New York leads by one. Again, leads Baltimore by one in the American League East. Yankees are north of the border tonight as the Blue Jays host the Bronx Bombers. Right-hander pitcher Ivan Nova faces off against Toronto's ace Brandon Morrow. Other games with playoff implications. The Chicago White Sox battled the Tampa Bay Rays. The Sox look to cool off James Shields, who is coming off a 7-inning performance, striking out 7. News surrounding the CFL today, Matt Nichols will start at quarterback for the Edmonton Eskimos for their next game against the Calgary Stampeders on Friday. Eskimos announced on their website today that they are going with their third stringer because of injuries to Stephen Giles and Kerry Joseph. The 25-year-old from Redding, California, signed with the Edmonton Eskimos in 2010. The Eskimos have lost their last four games and ranked last in the CFL in West Division at 5-7. That's sports. Here's 91X weather. Right now it's sunny all day and a high of 17. It's 16 degrees. I'm Dan Canatero, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.